On the line with us today is the new Chief Executive Officer of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Kendall Frazier. And Kendall, congratulations. And I know that you've had the word interim in your title for a little while now. They've removed that interim position and you're now officially CEO. Your thoughts as you've moved from that temporary slot to this more permanent position for the top hired hand for NCBA?
Well, first of all, Ron, I'm very excited and honored to be given this role by the NCBA leadership. And I really look forward to working with them and our state organizations and our other stakeholders in the organization to move our industry forward. We're in a very exciting time in our industry. There are challenges, there are opportunities out there, but it's an exciting time to be in the beef industry, and I look forward to being part of going forward with NCBA.
Kendall, I know that you've been a part of this organization since the days of the National Cattlemen's Association and then, of course, now NCBA. And we've had the opportunity to talk off and on down through the years, including most recently at the Cattle Industry Convention in San Diego. At that time, I know the cattle industry very concerned about where we were on cattle prices and the up and down nature, the volatility of this business as far as our markets are concerned. That's one of the issues. But there's, I know, other issues that you are going to be watching very closely as you take over this new permanent position as CEO.
Well, there's three or four things that I think are really important to the organization. Obviously, you mentioned one, and we're working with, we've got a working group working with the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. In fact, we've got a meeting coming up here in the next few days with them to ensure that the cattle futures markets work as they were intended to work, as a risk management tool, because they're very important to our industry, and we've got some concerns about that, and we're going to be talking to them about that. We've got to vigorously oppose the continued assault by the government on private property rights. Cattlemen own more land than any other industry in the United States, and private property rights are very important to our members and cattlemen throughout the United States. We've got to work to expand and open markets for U.S. beef overseas. Almost $300 per head of fed cattle is now, the value of that is being exported overseas. So the future of exports is very important to our industry. We've got to make sure that we have trust among consumers in our beef production system here in the United States. It's the envy of the world, but there are questions being asked about it. And we've got to make sure consumers have confidence that we're producing a safe and wholesome food. And I guess lastly, we've got a whole new generation of consumers coming on, and the millennial generation, and they need to understand, and we've got to work with them to understand the importance of beef's role in their diets. So those are some of the things that I'm going to be working on with the leadership and our state affiliates and our state beef councils as I go forward in this role.
Kendall, you were a key part of the organization just a few years ago when there was a lot of concern over policy versus checkoff being a part of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. A lot of firewalls are in place now. They obviously were strengthened just a few years ago. In your mind, as you take over this position of CEO with the responsibilities for both the checkoff side as well as the policy side, can you tell cattle producers that you feel confident that the firewall is protecting both sides, allowing you to serve both the checkoff and the policy needs of the industry?
Yes, I can. And not only our firewall has been audited by USDA several times, it's been audited by the Cattlemen's Beef Board. We have our own auditors, third-party independent auditors that audit that firewall. And I'm very confident that we have the processes, the policies, and the procedures in place to make sure that checkoff dollars are spent appropriately and to make sure that dues dollars from our members are spent appropriately.
Kendall, if we might circle back around to a comment that you made regarding some of the key issues for the industry, the need to be able to adequately meet the needs, the demands of today's consumer. You've got really both policy things you need to be talking with them about, being advocates for the beef industry, but we've also got a lot of things that we need to be paying for with checkoff dollars regarding providing them a safe, wholesome product, letting them know that it's okay to eat beef today. Do you feel like that, again, we're where we need to be in trying to adequately meet the needs and answer the questions of today's consumer?
Well, they're asking more questions than consumers have asked in the past about how their food is raised. And they're asking more questions about how their product fits with their lifestyle. The millennial generation is a very, very different generation than the generation I'm a part of, and that is the baby boomer generation. So we've got to have programs in place working with our state beef council partners to answer those questions. And we're being very aggressive in that regard, reaching out to them, explaining the nutritional benefits of our product, but also, when appropriate, answering their questions about how beef is produced. And this not only applies to the beef industry, Ron, this applies to all of American agriculture. And we're going to have to gain their trust, be very transparent about what we do in American agriculture to make sure that they have confidence in American agriculture.
Along the lines of working with other ag groups, other parts of the agricultural sector, the cattle industry has been a big part of the U.S. Farmers and Ranchers Alliance. Would you foresee that that will continue to be the case under your leadership within CBA?
We do. Working together, I think we can achieve a lot more sometimes than working independently of each other. And U.S. Farmers and Ranchers is an alliance designed to reach out to consumers and talk about all of agriculture. We think they've done a good job. There are a lot of organizations and companies involved in it. It's a great coalition, and we'll be heavily engaged and involved in that organization going forward.
Finally, Kendall, one question regarding the logistics for NCBA. You continue to keep two pretty vibrant offices open, one in our nation's capital, obviously, a policy outpost there, and then the main part of your organization, your staff, continues to be, of course, in the Denver, Colorado area. Is that the way that the industry needs to go in the days to come?
We don't see in the near-term future any move to move our operations to D.C. We have a great test kitchen located here in our Denver office. We are in the process of beefing up our Washington office and adding more staff. We're going to add 5 staff positions, and we're even moving to a new location in Washington, D.C. because the building we occupy now is going to be torn down and a new building built. But we're going to stay where we're at. We think it works well. But we will beef up our presence in Washington, D.C. because we have a lot of policy issues back there that are obviously very, very important to our members.
Thank you, Kendall. Kendall Frazier, Chief Executive Officer of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, so named by NCBA's leadership earlier today. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.